الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سميع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سميع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سميع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Adam Ibrahim Patel has passed away in Wakader, India. Allah Ta'ala grant the marhum and all the marhumin complete maghfira, Jannatul Firdaus without any accounting. Ibrahim Bhai Bhula of Talbot Street is having an operation tomorrow. Allah Ta'ala make it easy. Allah Ta'ala grant him complete shifa. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Salaam. Fool. المستعان. صدق الله العظيم. الفتن صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه برحمة.
نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. All praises for Allah Almighty, our creator, our nourisher, our cherisher, our sustainer. Salutations be upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on his family and on the companions till the day of judgment. Respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters listening at home, time is very short and the wind down to the last 10 days has begun. As we see, the Mu'takifin have already arrived here. And such a great occasion, a jubilant occasion for the Mu'takifin, and as for those Musalliyan who are fasting. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our fasts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept every breath of our dhikr and our devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected elders, from our pious predecessors, they have given a very good example as to how one may wind down the last month or the 10 days of Ramadan al-Mubarak. And in particular, they would give the example of a horse that is racing in its final leg of the race. How would the horse race? How would it finish? It exerts maximum pressure with ability and agility. And the jockey guides the horse to finish the line with success. Similarly, the scholars say the fasting person does not become stagnant and he thinks that I'm tired now after 15 to 20 days of laboring. And we know how much labor we have done. But the nafs then arouses, so the jockey, you yourself, need to exert maximum pressure on your nafs as to the horse by the jockey. And in this way, you finish the line with ease, with success, inshallah. As for the fasting people and person, just to sum up, Hadithul Qudsi, Allah himself declares that the fasting person, I shall give the reward myself. Ana ajzi bihi. And in another version it says, Udza bihi, I am the reward. So there is great consolation. There is jubilation on every fast, my dear respected young brothers and sisters, and also the elders, mashallah. The consolation is that the reward Allah will give with his own hands, or Allah is the reward himself. So as pertaining the fast, we need to keep check of our fast. The dictates of fasting. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. What is the meaning of kutiba? Kutiba is for luzum. It applies not only to the tongue, not applies only to the mouth or the private parts. It applies to every limb of the body. Kutiba alaykum. So we need to be very vigilant how we talk, how we communicate, how we lose our anger at times. We need to harness and control our anger. We need to harness our eyes where we are looking. We need to be controllable of our ears, and more so ever of the mind. When we sit in contemplation, we need to think what we are thinking about, what we are conspiring about. We need to control our minds. And at the same time, the heart is the most important capital of the body. We need to control the heart of all evil temptations. This is the dictate of fasting. As for the objective of Ramadanul Mubarak in a gist, very quickly, our scholars have demonstrated and explained that every person on this journey for the 30 days or the course of the Ramadanul Mubarak, and more so ever for life, should appear in a manner that when you are visualized by someone, someone will say, this guy has lost something. What has he lost? If we lose our car keys, what happens? We become very irritated. And until you don't find your keys, you're not at rest. Similarly, every fasting person in this journey needs to be looking for something which he has lost, maybe for weeks, months, or maybe years. And that is the deity, Allah Almighty Himself. We need to be on a journey looking for the deity, Allah Himself. And in this journey, we spare no stone unturned. And we remain very vigilant, very cool and calm in this month. That is why our scholars used to say, especially in the month of Ramadan, and especially for the Mu'takifin, our Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh would say every year and announce, especially for the Mu'takifin. And also when we come for Salat, we are also in a temporary i'tikaf. When we make a niyyah of i'tikaf, we need to be vigilant. Hazrat used to say, for those who have come for i'tikaf, you may sleep all day. But if you want to talk, then go back home with your bistras. So this is a time of mere contemplation. No distractions. We don't need to be distracted by others in this month of Ramadan. So the greatest medium, the greatest tool for every person, boy, girl, man, old, young, is the medium of dhikr. Which dhikr is the tool that will take you to the lost deity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Remember me here, I remember you there. Neglect here, there is neglect there. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ. Do not become like those who forgot Allah, then Allah forgot them in return. Or in another ayat, نَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. You forgot that remembrance, I gave it to you. And this is a vast subject. Dhikr is such a subject, a huge subject. There's no cap on zikr. Then comes the question of what type of zikr. There are so many types of zikr, so many mediums of dhikr, so many words of zikr. Remembrance of Allah, words which Allah has given Himself in the Holy Quran, words Rasulullah has demonstrated to us in the ahadith. So many mediums and so many scholars have given their versions of zikr from the Quran and hadith, and we apply them to our lives. The greatest form of zikr, without any doubt, is the form of the Holy Quran, the greatest zikr. Today, in the last section of Taraweeh, the Hafiz will read a section which begins, Allahu nazzala ahsan al-hadith. Allah has revealed the best speech. Allah has revealed the best discourse. Hadith means a discourse, a talk. Allah has revealed the best discourse. Mutashabiham Mathani. It's in a book form, kitab. Mutashabih, confirmable in various parts. That's why you see the Hafiz reading here, he goes to there. Then he's reading here, he goes to there by mistake. Our Hazrat Rahmatullah used to say, why people talk about the Hafiz, that he got so many mistakes. Let him make mistakes, no problem. He's reading the Quran. If he's reading in the third chapter and he goes to the sixth, why does he feel so embarrassed? He's reading the Quran. The people behind him will bring him back on track. But in conformity, he's reading the Holy Quran. So mutashabih. Mathaniya, the chapters and the ayats are repeated, often repeated. Then Allah Almighty says, تَقْشَئِرُّ مِنْهُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُ. What happens when you listen to the Quran behind the Hafidhul Quran? What happens? تَقْشَئِرُّ. The skins of the believers who fear Allah, they shudder. You feel a shudder on certain ayats when they read. You feel a shudder. تَقْشَئِرُّ. Your skin shudders. Mean the hair stands, as we say in English. تَقْشَئِرُّ مِنْهُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ. And then comes a calm and serenity. Allah says, ثُمَّ تَلِينُ جُلُودُهُمْ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Then after this shudder comes ease, and their hearts and their skins soften. To what? To the remembrance of Allah. Dhikr. The best form of dhikr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the best form of zikr, which is a tool, a medium to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To end, let me give you a few glimpses of the pious predecessors. Imam al-Shafi'i, rahmatullah alayh, how much absorbing and engaging with the Holy Quran? 60 khatams in the holy month of Ramadan. 60. Imam al-Bukhari, every day he would finish one Quran, and every 3 nights one Quran. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahmatullahi alayh, when Ramadan approached, he said, all his books, he used to close them, put them aside. He says, this is the month of Ramadan. Imam Malik, rahmatullahi alayh, similar. Because he was the greatest muhaddith, he was close his hadith books, put them aside. He said, no mulaqat. I don't want to meet anyone. No distractions. Why? This is the month of the Quran. Ibn Shihab Zuhri was asked, can you give a gist of the holy month of Ramadan? He said, Quran, Quran, Quran. And at the same time, it'amu ta'am, feeding the poor. On and on, Imam Abu Hanifa was the same. And then coming to closer to our times, our Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, in 1986, he revolutionized for certain people something which we live on today, and many people. He performed an i'tikaf, a nafil i'tikaf, and he announced with our Sheikh Maulana Hashim Saab Chogwari, Maddadillah, who's still living, they both did the i'tikaf, and they did an announcement and an elan for the students, that in this night, we need to finish one holy Quran. That was a daunting task, even for Huffadhi Kiram. But yet, some 15 to 20 years later, thousands and thousands, not only men, but even women have done the same thing, finishing a Quran by day or by night. Alone in this century, there is one Hafiz in South Africa, Hafiz Yusuf Jassad. He's approximately 70 years old. 70 years old, but every year, but that's a taste of the Huffaz Kiram, for some whom Allah has embedded the Quran. Every year, at the beginning of Ramadan al Mubarak, the first night in Taraweeh, there is 20 rakats. So in one rakat, he'll begin at 8 o'clock in South Africa, in Azadville. And he'll pray and pray this zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so that so many people gather in that night, but in that one rakat of Taraweeh from 8 o'clock till 3:30, approximately 8 hours, he finishes 29 juz of the Holy Quran in this day and age. He did it this year, every year he does it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has embedded great potential in every person, male and female. and this Quran, Holy Quran, lives on, the miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest medium for connectivity, which is known as the greatest zikr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala embed the Holy Quran in our lives. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakumullah khairan.